This is Colorful Radio.
Our music, our news, our views.
They don't have to wait until weekend for payday. With Digicel, every day is payday. From Monday to Sunday, send Digicel minutes to your family in Jamaica and they get free additional credits. Every day from Monday to Sunday, they can get up to double the bonus. Yes, send £13 or more and they get double the credits. See, it's a payday every day with Digicel. Be extraordinary. Send Digicel minutes today from any PayPoint location or at digicelgroup.com.
So there we heard the interview with the business secretary, Vince Cable, talking in a bit more detail about getting more diversity into business, especially from some of the questions around getting more diversity around SMEs and more successful SMEs from the BME and especially the black community.
I remember when Digicel was quite a small business, you know, when it just started up and it was in Jamaica and it was offering very low rates. It was amazing because before that you couldn't even get a phone
in Jamaica. Right,
Jamaica was 10 times worse at starting up a business than it was in the United Kingdom. Don't you agree?
That's definitely true, and that's probably one of the reasons why our head of the board went to Jamaica, Dennis O'Brien, to start Digicel, because it is tough to start business here compared to in the Caribbean, I find.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I remember when they went into Barbados as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started taking over the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And then they came to London. And, yeah. You know, and now you're kind of pushing the boundaries here as well. How do you find the business climate here? How did you get started? And even now, we don't hear you on the mainstream so much. Are you trying to compete with the sort of larger telecoms businesses?
Actually, no, we're not, because we're not even the same type of business that we are in the Caribbean. In the Caribbean, we have a network. You can make phone calls. Here, what we do here is we allow the Caribbean community to have a connection with the Caribbean where they can send credit back home. So it's not the same type of business that we do in the Caribbean that we do here in the UK.
Okay.
So it's just giving everyone opportunity to send minutes, digital top up to their family in the Caribbean or to their friends in the Caribbean. So it's just to connect the diaspora.
We'll have a music break and then we'll come back and talk a bit more about Digicel in the future and moving forward and what they're looking to do. And maybe that can be part of the stimulus that we're looking for
in relation to getting
SMEs going. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be back after this music.
Know yourself. Understand yourself. Ask yourself, yes. To have something for people to talk about. You ain't got nothing, then you are nothing. There's no wisdom in the truth if when it all boils down, we're back where we started. Here's where we lost it. We say your prayers, but we don't stand up and speak. The systems don't always have you locked down and weak. Poverty's always where you're gonna be. I'll keep this real, yes. Ooh, oh, oh, gosh. When you wake up in the morning, don't you wish 'twas the day you were longing for? All your bills are paid up, all your troubles are gone. You worry no more. Unlimited spending. Every day's like a holiday. Now the trap that they set, one thing that they forget. My foot is already in the door. One more. Would you give up on a good life? That which we cherish down to the ground. Would you give up on your children? Hey, yo, that's a big no-no. Would you give up on the people? Where no man is an island, can't live it alone. We have good intentions, but always the job's never done. We say your prayers, but we don't stand up and speak. The systems don't always have you locked down and weak. Poverty's always where you're gonna be. I'll keep it real, yeah. Check yourself and know yourself. Ask yourself, yes. See, would you give up on? on a good life, that which we cherish down to the ground. Would you give up on your children? Hey, yo, that's a big no-no. Would you give up on the people when no man is an island, can't live it alone? We have good intentions, but always the job's never done. We say your prayers, but we don't stand up and speak. Systems don't always have you locked down and weak. Poverty's always where you're gonna be. I'll keep this real, yes. Ooh. We say your prayers, but we don't stand up and speak. Systems don't always have you locked down and weak. Poverty's always where you're gonna be. I'll keep it real, yeah. Yeah.
This is Colorful Radio.
Our music, our news, our views.
So I guess we've been joined by Dwight, who's also from Digicel, Dwight Norman. Around the Caribbean, I know that you guys do a lot of foundation work, you do a lot of social initiatives to try and help the local communities. Do you feel that if, for example, there were more visible signs to people in the sort of the wider BME or black community, they could then say that this is something that I want to do, this is a positive, you know, for me to follow, because they can visually see that there is a positive aspect coming back from business?
And I think that definitely makes sense. It's seen and recognized as something which you can embrace. And I guess that's one of the points I was going to raise. If you look at the Nigerian community or the Ghanaian community, the more say the African community, yeah, they have a lot that they can relate to. Mm. Because for a Nigerian, home, they have seen wealth.
Yes.
For a Jamaican, home doesn't exist.
No.
And I say that as a Jamaican, so yes, I'm not yes. expecting to offend anybody. Mm. But we don't see the wealth within our community in Jamaica.
No.
And as a result, there's nothing to identify with.
No.
Digicel has done a fantastic job in Jamaica, as Maud has spoken about the coming and starting in Jamaica.
Yeah, I started. I saw it starting. You know, it's tremendous.
It has grown tremendously. Mm-hmm. When you go to Jamaica now, Digicel is almost as if
a national institution.
They wear the bags, the t-shirts, the merchandise is all over the place.
Well, just because we're just about to take one further music break and just close this segment, just tell us just to close off, maybe plug yourself a little bit, some of the things that Digicel are going to be looking to do, some of the products, etc., that how people can get engaged with you guys, etc.
Well, maybe we'd start with what we're doing now. Now, as you know, the model we have here is actually giving opportunity to the community to engage or connect with family and friends back home by sending top-up credit. Now, what we have every day of the week, if they send £13 or more any day of the week, Digicel doubles the amount. So they get topped up or increased by 100%.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's good.
So it's a double bubble, as we call it, any day of the week, £13 or more.
Double bubble.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, one of the amazing things about that double bubble is that with that offer or the bonus credit that you get, your family or friends overseas or in the recipient can call the UK landline free of charge.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Now, we also have on the weekend, from a Friday to a Sunday, anything over £17 give you triple.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So those are some of the offers that we do presently doing. We're also doing an online offer, which started on the 1st of October to the 11th of November.
Yeah.
And that offer gives the qualifying amount of $2,400 Jamaican, allows them to be entered into a draw to win a trip to Disney, Florida.
Well, maybe we should employ your marketing guy. He's coming up with some great ideas.
Very much so.
Yeah, well, listen, Maud and Dwight, we'd just like to say thank you very much. We hope that Digicel continues its success.
Oh,
This is Colorful Radio.
Our music,
our news, our views.